like to wish all of you a very happy and holy Christmas. This is a very historic occasion. This is our very first Christmas Mass at our new Church of Holy Trinity. By the way, we are here every Sunday. We're open every Sunday. So always love to see you. A very religious couple was touring the Holy Land during the Christmas season and decided it would be very meaningful to them to spend Christmas Eve in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christ. Arriving there, they searched high and low for a room, but none was available at any price. Finally, they pulled up in front of the Sheraton, and the husband got out of the car, telling his wife, "Stay here, sweetie. Let me see if I can do something for us." He approached the desk, and the clerk told him there were no more rooms. "Sorry, sir, it's Christmas Eve. It's our busiest time." No matter how much the man offered to pay, the clerk said he had nothing. Finally, the man told the clerk, "I bet if I told you that my name was Joseph and the woman waiting in the car was named Mary and that she had a newborn infant, you'd find us a room." "Well," stammered the clerk, I suppose so." "Okay," said the man, "I guarantee you they're not coming tonight. We'll take their room." On Christmas, have we made room in our hearts for Christ? Christmas is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to become man, to become a little baby, to live and to die, to open the gates of heaven, to establish his church, to save us from our sins. Have we made room in our hearts for Christ? Or are our hearts so much filled with the busyness of the secularism, the materialism, the things of this world? Have we made room enough for Christ? That's what we should ask ourselves. Do we make room every day for daily prayer? Do we pray every day? Or just once a week on a Sunday or a couple times a year on the holidays? Do we make room every day to spend time with the Lord in prayer? Do we make time for Christ every Sunday to worship him at Mass, to receive him each Sunday in Holy Communion in the state of grace? Do we make time for Christ within our family? Do we open our hearts to Christ within our family? Do we pray together as a family? Not only grace before meals, but do we pray? Do we read the Bible as a family? Do we pray the rosary as a family? What gift did you give to Christ this Christmas? I guarantee you bought gifts for your spouse, your children, maybe your grandchildren, your parents, relatives, and friends. What gift did you give to Christ? Well, certainly your presence here is a wonderful gift. But over the course of this coming year, think of what you can give to Christ every day as a gift. Daily prayer, faithful attendance at church, going to confession regularly, that will be a wonderful gift to give to the Lord. Spending family prayer. So those are the questions we could ask ourselves tonight. Do we make room in our hearts for Christ every day? And what gift do we give to Christ this Christmas? On the way out today, we actually have a gift for every family. We have the beautiful calendar for 2009, the religious art calendar. Make sure you take one of those in the vestibule on the way out tonight. And also a beautiful Holy Trinity car magnet, which is a wonderful way to evangelize and spread the faith. Just by having that, it's a witness to others and reminds them about God and about church. I want to end tonight, as I do every 4 or 5 years, by reading my favorite little story, Santa at Bethlehem. And it's about gifts. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night, the air was so crisp and the stars were so bright, and down by the lake you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house in this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight in the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night. when all of the children would gather to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry. "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer to counter her fear. What seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to accept Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living, and Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart as she wiped off her tear, and her words overflowed with a genuine cheer, for now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago. Away to the north in the land of the snow, a toy maker ended his work for the day and went to the snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all the reindeer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I'm finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent. The wind is so light. A feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf, with a gleam in his eyes, revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa, who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all of these beautiful toys?" And Santa replied, and he stood there and smiled, "I made all these toys for one little child." When darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light, and then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy, "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift to a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was the glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aide to pack all the toys he had carefully made. The clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon, and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night, the air was so crisp and the star was so bright, quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay, silence replaced the noise of the day. High on the hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. There in a manger, the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping, a vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to the mother all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her, one after one, and told them he had made them all for her son. And they say, when Our Lady beheld the surprise, She whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one. And this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He cannot possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel, both near and afar, to visit all children as jingle bells ring, in honor of Jesus, the new little king, and spread all your love and your spirit of giving, so others may share in the joy of the living. And, O Santa, take all these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys, for that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.